One lawmaker is upset with what he calls the governor's multi-billion dollar wish list. Great speech, says State Representative Frank Lassay, but who's going to pay for it?
I'm for all kinds of the things the governor talked about, but we have to get our fiscal house in order.
Governor Jim Doyle is proposing affordable health care, a comprehensive education agenda, and better job training. Lassay says it's poor leadership when we're carrying a funny money deficit.
We're one of the few states that are running deficits because we borrow too much, have a low bond rating, means we pay higher interest. It costs the state tens of millions of dollars for that every year, and we cook our books like no other state in the country.
The Green Bay Republican wants to get Wisconsin's fiscal house in order. Lassay says we need to live within our means, but that'll be difficult when the governor proposes a lot of new spending. Lassay says he wants to help people too, but we can't do it by loading up the middle class.
Sorry, folks, there just aren't as many rich people as there used to be here, and we have less than other states because they are leaving. We are chasing them away, and that means the middle-class taxpayers have to pick up the slack because we don't tax poor people and we give poor people more than many other states.
Since the state doesn't have enough money to pay for the programs, Lassay says we'll probably have to raise the fees.
We're going to see a plethora of fee increases and budget shifts and robbing different funds and probably borrowing from the future again like we've done in the past budgets, all to spend beyond our means and load it up for future taxpayers. That's wrong and irresponsible, and the governor's leading the effort in that direction.
Already under discussion are higher vehicle registration fees, driver's license fees, and, of course, the cigarette tax. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.